Enjoy English from BBC Learning English.
It has been 10 years since the birth of Napster and the global spread of file-sharing sites. Back in 1999, Sean Fanning, then a 19-year-old student, could never have predicted the extent to which his simple computer program would change the music industry forever. Napster's peer-to-peer file-sharing system was perhaps the most highly publicized of its time, and it was not always good publicity. The Recording Industry Association of America was less than impressed at how easy Napster made it for people to download music free of charge. They were quoted in the media at the time calling Napster an instrument of shoplifting. The Recording Industry Association of America proceeded to sue Napster, saying, "Napster knowingly and willfully set out to build a business based on copyright infringement on an unprecedented scale." Sean Fanning says his original intention was never to make money from the site. He claims he had only been trying to make it easier for his friends to share digital music files. A few years later, the lawsuit was dropped, but a new ruling meant Napster was effectively unable to continue legally operating under their existing business model. One thing Napster had proved was the enormous global appetite for sharing and downloading music. And where there is a healthy demand, there is usually a healthy profit to be made too. So, unsurprisingly, the music industry followed suit, and the big record labels now play a key role in hugely successful ventures such as Apple iTunes, Yahoo Music, and Spotify. Napster has also relaunched itself with a more viable and legal business model in which people pay a small fee for downloading songs. Turning your home PC into a modern-day jukebox has never been so easy, but with illegal file sharing still easily accessible, it is yet to be seen how viable in the long term these new legal music sharing sites are.
Takeaway English from the BBC.